Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you again for joining me for today's weekday meditation. I am a firm believer that meditation is a key to us discovering and maintaining joy. You know, we throw terms around like we want to go discover joy as if it is something that once found, you have it and is good. It's like, I have found the treasure. I found that perfect piece of furniture I have discovered. And it's really not. Number one, it's not that hard to discover. And number two, it is something that is available to all of us, and it is available to us all day, every day. It is a question of what is it that we are trying to focus our lives upon? And if we have a desire and a willingness to focus our lives on those things which the scriptures promise us will discover joy in our life, then we'll maintain it. So over in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the scriptures tell us that we are to be renewing our mind. Now, this happens when we start replacing the values and the lies of whatever Satan has whispered or screamed into our ears, or whatever we have bought from some other popular culture. But we begin to replace that, and we replace our past. We replace our past failures with the values and the truths that are found in the Holy Scripture. Our mind, our lives, they begin to start to this process of transformation as we expose ourselves to and as we kind of soak in and take action on those truths. And one of the things that I find fascinating for me is that there's a process, and it seems so simple to me, and yet I know I struggle with this just like you in being able to discover, maintain, and hold on to joy in our life, getting my focus right so that I'm not always worried about the feeling of joy, but I can actually experience that. But here's how that works. Number one, our lives, they don't change until we change what we focus and put our energy into. I mean, it's one of those things where whatever is in the heart is going to come out of the mouth. Well, whatever we truly believe will inevitably be what we put our focus and effort in. Number two, our focus and our efforts won't change unless what we value in life changes. And our values, number three, won't change unless our thinking changes. But our thinking won't change unless we start putting the right stuff in our brains in the first place. It's a pretty simple process when you think about it. Garbage in, garbage out. And then Paul speaks to this in Philippians chapter 4 when he says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Are those the kinds of things we see in the daily news? Well, no, of course not. Or do you hear on the radio or read on the internet? Of course not. So today, let's get our focus in line in our time of meditation. And so let's start with a few breaths that will separate us from the noise of the day and the world that clamors for your attention, and get our focus on what the Lord has for us to be about today. There is a doing, there is a being. Who is it He wants us to be, and what is it He wants us to do? And so let's take a few breaths. Just let your facial muscles kind of untense and get loose. Move your head around, loosen up your neck a little bit. Let your shoulders fall, let your hands find a comfortable position. Find a place of quietude and solitude. Let's take another breath. Maybe on the last one, take this breath in and hold it for a little bit. Maybe send a little of that just freshly brought in oxygen to the places in your heart and soul you need it most right now. And allow yourself to say, "Lord, whatever it is that my mind has been focused on, would you turn that focus on you?" Ask the Lord to bring two things to your attention right now that you are grateful for, and then tell the Lord, "Lord, I am grateful for," and then finish that with two things you're grateful for right now. And come before the Lord and let Him know how grateful you are that He is God and you are not. Bring before the Lord a desire to receive joy today as you focus on things that matter to Him. Paul the Apostle spoke about the power of abiding in godly thoughts when he said, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Say, "Lord, would you allow my hands, my feet, my eyes, my ears, my mind, my actions be in line with your will for my life this day?" And now let me give you 60 seconds to just stop and hear the voice of your Creator God as He gives you nudges, promptings, maybe even audible prompts on how your focus today is to be on Him. And the renewing of your mind might result in the receipt of joy in your life. Here you go. I'll be back in 60 seconds. And we're back. You know, eventually we will extend these times, but I do think it's a learned process to learn how to quiet our soul and listen to the promptings of God. Like a little boy, like I did remember doing as a kid, getting lost in the grocery store, but I could hear of all those other people in the grocery store, or those voices of other men and women and their kids. Man, when I heard my mom go, "Kenneth Charles Allen," I knew it was mom. Not just because she called my name, but I knew that voice. You know, the more you spend time in quietude to hear from God, the more clear His voice becomes. Let this become a learned discipline in your life as you join us each day for weekday meditations. You know, friend, putting things into practice will contribute to your joy. But don't get sucked into thinking that godly performance is the pinnacle of joy. That'll get you headed toward a really, really weird world where all of a sudden you can become a weary worker. You know, there is sufficient joy in just being with God and being in lockstep with God. The psalmist wrote in chapter 16, "In your presence is the fullness of joy." I'll see you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless you.